I think this is gonna work. Perfect. Thank you. Welcome, Jer. Okay. Jump into this. And hobby. It's just the two of us, so do you want to chat for a little bit? Look at that. How's it going? How's your day? Oh, that's great. I'm good. Just stepped inside for a bit to do this, and it's fine because it was getting really, really hot outside, so happy for the break. But it's really exciting you got your vaccine. I can't wait to get mine. That's great. And Liam's in here. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Excited for your Q&A.
We'll see how it goes. Haven't done one of these before, so there might be some rambling to kind of keep everything going. Okay, as long as you guys don't have a problem with it, because I'll just kind of babble for a bit and I don't know. Might get a little boring at times. Got it. Got it. Sounds good. Let's see. I think. I don't know how many people are actually going to be in this, so might just be the three of us. But I'm cool
Just
with
a proper party.
it. Yeah. Okay, well, might as well just jump right into it and start with this first one. I'm just going to go down the line and kind of see how it goes. What would you say is your preferred hobby to use for relaxation? I think that's changed a lot, especially with COVID and quarantine. I only really spent a week not working, so in that week, I spent a lot of time reading leisurely. I'd kind of challenged myself at the beginning of that year, before we knew any of this was really gonna take off, to challenge. I challenged myself to read 12 books, so one book a month, because I hadn't been doing that. I hadn't done that in years, actually. So I bought 12 books from Amazon. I was already finished my January book. I had double read in February and was hitting March, and then all this happened and I think with that 1 week not working, I was able to get through half of that book and then jumped back into work. So that was a really big thing for me to utilize as a way to decompress after work. And still now I try to do that, although work's been a lot more crazy now, so it's been harder to. But I would say that and running when I'm motivated to run are the biggest hobbies I've picked up for really relaxing and not focusing on everything else that's happening. So that's kind of where I'm at with that. Oh, you know what? I think another fun one was painting. I always considered myself really untalented in the creative space. My family members are very, I think, very talented artists, and I could get away with the stick figure, and that was kind of a bummer for me. So when I was cleaning out some things as I'd moved, I noticed I had some paints lying around and kind of bought into some more and picked up these just blank canvases and started messing around, and nothing is good, I promise you. So it's nothing I'll share because it's not good, but it's been a really cool way to express my color palette and just kind of work with my hands a little bit in something that is visually creative, if that makes sense. But yeah, that's probably another one. Do do do. Hi, Don.
What's good?
Just moving on. Okay, so aside from generally not being rude, what can we all do to support you as a person that started all of this? I think that's to be determined. I definitely am toying with the idea of making you guys all pitch in money monthly so I can get a bathtub. It's been a serious thought of mine, actually. So no one will get any pictures until I get a bathtub. Thought about it.
All subsequent pictures will come
With the
from that,
bathtub,
right?
absolutely. It'll be a long-term investment, if you will. I'm totally kidding. That's not it. I tried. That was a stupid April Fool's thing.
I'd just be concerned about like the pruning because if you spend too much time on it, it can't be good for your skin.
Oh, not at all. But I wouldn't spend all day in a bathtub. Just enough. You just make t you make most of the time while you're in there. You know what I mean?
What about like a plastic kiddie pool? I'm sure we can get that to you from Amazon real quick. Speaking of the Amazon.
Plastic and heat isn't really good for your skin, and I've always wanted a bathtub, so I'll put the link to the nicest bathtub, and then I'll make sure you guys can have something to work towards. How about that? Again, totally kidding. That's just a stupid April Fool's thing. Sorry, Liam. So, really, aside from being rude, what can we do to support you? Really, just keep being cool people, I think. It's been a really funny thing, this whole spiel that's come out of it in the span of a few days, and I don't know. I'm just kind of like speechless about it all, actually. So yeah, I think just keep being really genuine people. Keep being honest. Keep connecting with each other and with me. And I think that's really all I can hope for, And I don't have a full intention of what this is or what this could be or what I want out of it, I guess. I mean, I think I know I've mentioned this before when it came to like someone asking me if I was an AI or if I was a real human, which I am.
I'd like to tell everyone that was a joke. State my case. It was an April Fool's idea.
I'm definitely a real human. A few of you can attest to this because I couldn't get screen sharing to work. So I know Doc sat with me for a while, and n any AI could have figured it out faster than I did. So there's that. But yeah, when I have a better idea, I don't know. I've kind of thought about it, and I think I've always wanted to create a safe space for people to just, I think, talk about things that they don't feel comfortable expressing in real life. And I feel like there's always that like behind the curtain person in everybody that just kind of wants to talk about, I don't know, something that really interests them. And granted, a lot of it delves into like their sexuality or what they find attractive or what, their thing is. And I think for me and what this server is, it's a lot of different things, but I think if the opportunity allowed, I would make it more a space for people to chat about what gets them going and have it be a space for people to feel more confident about themselves and kind of boost their own self-esteem through all of it. So I hope that makes sense, and I hope that kind of answers that question in a really
It does, thank you.
long, in a really long-winded way.
No,
Okay.
that's really genuine.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, genuine's being tossed around a lot. I think for me as a person, I don't spend a whole lot of time fucking around with, unnecessary niceties. It's not genuine. I don't really, it's a waste of time, it's a waste of energy, and I don't think it behooves anyone when you act that way towards them, because I think it's kind of, I don't know, if I was on the receiving end, I'd feel very pitiful about it, and I just don't want to make another person feel that way unless, they absolutely deserve it and are being a total asshat about it. But that's besides the point. I try to conduct myself in a very honest manner, so that's that. Okay, you're hosting a dinner party for the boys. Starter, main, dessert. What's your menu? I haven't conducted a lot of dinner parties, I have to say, but I think starters are always fun. I love fruits and vegetables, so I'd have to say some kind of grilled fruit, or I'm sorry, grilled vegetables. So zucchini is great. Carrots. I love grilled carrots for some reason. Grilled corn, or any kind of steamed vegetable is great. I know we kind of talked about asparagus. I love Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts and bacon. I actually haven't made that in a long time. That sounds so good. So yeah, some kind of like veggie starter. And for the main, I eat a lot of vegetables, but I love, love, love a good steak. And I can't even begin to stress this enough. Like, I eat a lot, and steak, like, I will ask for the largest steak, or I'll buy one from the grocery store. Okay, I'll buy a really big steak, and I will probably eat three quarters of it before absolutely tapping out, and love every delicious moment of it. So yeah, some kind of steak prepared in a pan, not a grill, because there's always some kind of like smoky aftertaste that's kind of odd to me. And for dessert, that's kind of hard. I don't eat dairy, like from a cow. So, and I'm not a huge fan of cake. I love pie though, so probably a pie. But if it was for like those are my favorites, if it was like a dinner party for other people, I'd definitely be poking everybody's brains about what they liked, what they could eat, what they couldn't eat, and then have a ton of variety on that, because I think, making sure everyone has something they can eat is important. Yeah, that answers that, right? What's some of your all-time favorite music, and what's some recent stuff you've been digging? Music's kind of hard. I listen to a lot of different genres, and it's really mood-based, so I want to say, gosh, it really just depends. The only thing, and I think I mentioned this before, like the only thing I will not listen to willingly is country music and reggae and any type of like death speed metal. Those just don't do it for me. But I mean, I had Warped Tour phase where I was listening to pop punk and alternative rock, and I still love those bands to an extent. Lately I've been listening to a lot of lo-fi. I think that's how you say it, right? It's not
Yeah.
lo-fi, it's lo-fi. So I've been listening to a lot of lo-fi and I love those kinds of instrumentals. I think it's really easy to listen to and you don't feel like you're overwhelmed with like trying to listen to lyrics opposed to like doing whatever it is you're trying to do. And for me, as of late, I felt a lot of just I'm easily distracted and my mind kind of like jumps. So it's really great to always have that going. I know you guys have mentioned that the weather in most of your areas is kind of gloomy. So in those kinds of instances, it's a lot of I guess like Parisian inspired music and a lot of it I love listening to very mellow cafe style music. And then I'll dabble into I want to make sure 40s and 50s music. So, you know, a lot of those old bands, Etta James. Hold on, let me just pull up my Spotify really quick so I really don't fuck this up because I know some people in here are really into music and I'm not about to make a fool of myself in front
You
of
would
said
never do
people.
that.
Because that would make me look so bad, and we're not about that. Also, I've been actually listening to some K-pop recently too, so that's been interesting. Here we go. So, oh yeah, some Bing Crosby. Oh, there's a lot of Bing Crosby on this. Oh, this is the one I made. So I used to work at a retirement home and I do music therapy with them. So, you know, I have kind of an old soul and I like a lot of the music that came out of that decade. And I don't know, when it's raining and you just kind of play that kind of sound, it's very relaxing to me. Frank Sinatra, Doris Day. Marty Shaw is good too. I mean, yeah, you guys kind of catch my drift on that. It really is just mood dependent. Favorite bands, I could tell you the longest standing band that I have just the softest spot in my heart for is Fall Out Boy.
No.
And I'm sorry, but it
No,
lives.
it's actually like my favorite band of all
It
time.
Yeah, they were one of the first bands I really got into. And I don't know, still like anything that comes out about them just like makes my heart beat a little bit faster. It's so stupid because some of their stuff recently wasn't very good. So I don't know, whatever it is they put out, I'll
You
pick
gotta
up.
listen to it. Yeah, you gotta
Yeah.
check it out. I totally get that.
So.
Same way.
Yeah, so that's kind of a like an all-time favorite music band of mine. But yeah, I don't know. To be honest with you, I put everything on shuffle and I just kind of like a lot of stuff and I never and I'm really bad at this, so I apologize, but I never really hone in to like who's producing it, who's singing it, and follow their line back to their origin. I really just sit there and shuffle and like curate a bunch of songs that I like and you know who makes them or when they made them or whatever is like a fleeting thought to me. So I'm sorry I can't answer that question a little bit more in detail. Yeah. Favorite concert you've been or act you've seen live? I used to work at a concert venue, so I've definitely seen my fair share. I think being in attendance of, gosh, you know, I want to say I want it's kind of hard without sharing location, but I saw Rufus Du Sol live. I've seen them live twice. And the first time I saw them live, I think, was my favorite concert-going experience, because it was an outdoor location and it just kind of was everything. It was great. It was a lot of visual, and then, listening to the music and being a fan of their music too. It was a really fun experience, and it was at night, so like the stars were out, and you could really just vibe with everything. And yeah, that I think is my most memorable and favorite thus far. Hopefully with everything coming back, it can be something new. What's one place that you definitely want to visit and or live in your lifetime? That's a really great question. Okay, so there's a few places I want to visit. I have a odd fascination with Canada, and I always have, and I would love to visit Toronto. I've always wanted to go, and every human I've ever interacted with was like, "Oh yeah, you love it. It's got all this great stuff." Yada yada yada. So I'd love to visit there. Would also love to go to Spain. Really, I like architecture and couldn't tell you any details on it, but really enjoy being in the presence of great architecture. I definitely was one that cried when the Notre Dame, set ablaze. That was really sad. I've always wanted to go to South Africa too. I think it's always been a place I wanted to at least visit. I'd like to go to Thailand. A family member went a few years ago and really had a great time. And I think Tokyo, just to say I've been. I want to say I'm an adventurous eater, but I'm not that adventurous. I don't think adventurous enough to like really enjoy everything that a lot of places have to offer in the form of food. At least in some of the Asian countries, I would love to visit just to see and be in the presence of that area, but I don't know if I couldn't eat or if I had to eat the same thing all the time because I couldn't willingly eat something new, it would be kind of a bummer for me. So that's visiting. I would love to live in Paris. I went when I was younger and really enjoyed it, and I think would love to be in a European country that is very relaxed in the form of day-to-day life and how it's conducted. So would love to spend, I think, a year or two in Paris. And ultimately would love to live in Canada. I'd love to live in Western Canada. I've been to Vancouver a handful of times now, and essentially it's kind of like a better LA. I don't know, I see myself living there for quite a long time. So I think I'd ultimately love to live there for an extended period of time. So yeah, great question. I miss traveling. I haven't gone in a long time. Kind of a workaholic, so it's hard for me to peel myself away to want to take a vacation. And then with COVID, it's been hard being an American trying to go anywhere outside of the States. So I'm really looking forward to some of those areas opening up to us. You look amazing in all your pictures. Thank you. But do you have a personal favorite that you shared so far? No. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think any of them are my favorite. I think they're fine. I think they're good pictures. I don't know if I'd consider anything my favorite. There might be one that I haven't shared yet that I think is my favorite that I'll probably post today, I guess, since that's the topic. Yeah, I guess I should probably just drop that one since it's not there. Yeah, I don't know, it's kind of hard to like say I've found and taken a, you know, a favorite, a personal favorite for that. Just because I don't really look at them in that way. Sorry. One moment. Not really where to go. Sorry, guys, awkwardly long pause. Welcome, welcome. There's some new faces in here. Personal fave. Okay, so that should. That I think would be. That we'll leave it at that. That's that. Anyways, where am I? Serious question. Why are you so fire? You know, genetics really worked in my favor. That's pretty much it. You know, genes have a lot to do with it. I think I got pretty lucky. I played a lot of sports growing up. That was kind of a mandatory thing. And not that, you know, we were forced into it, but we kind of were. Yeah, so I played a lot of sports growing up. And so that always kept me active. And, you know, through school, through middle school, high school, and into college, I played college volleyball for my first year and a half. And yeah, I don't know. I just that's kind of it. After college volleyball, I just got really paranoid about the freshman 15, even though I, you know, wasn't a freshman anymore. And I think that kind of stuck with me for a really long time. Especially while I was in college, I saw a lot of people I went to high school with posting on their social media just like how much fun they were having, and damn, alcohol does some people dirty. And I like put myself in such a headspace, like that was not gonna be me. So I was very conscientious about, you know, if I was drinking a lot, like, you know, how am I gonna work it off and eat right so it wouldn't end up sticking with me for the long run. And yeah, I think to this day I still have pretty decent eating habits, although they're not always that great. Like yeah, last night I was talking to a couple people about my late night McDonald's run. So that was not the healthiest decision at 11 o'clock at night, but you know, when you crave the nuggets, you just gotta go get them. I'm so stupid. I'm sorry.
You're not.
Yeah.
to like a diner at like 4 a.m. once.
Yeah. 3 a.m. I'll be drinking coupe.
It's, yeah, so not always the best decisions, but yeah, I guess that kind of, I hope that answers your question. What's your idea of the dream or perfect date to go on? Gosh, that's hard. I haven't been on a date in a really long time. Like a really long time I haven't been on a date. So I couldn't even imagine what a COVID date would look like now, if I'm being honest.
Masked up.
Yeah, definitely. I think, wow, a perfect date. I think those are kind of hard, because even if you did everything right and I said, you know, I want to go on a picnic and then I want to go see a movie and then have dinner, like, even if someone did all three of those things, like, it wouldn't mean anything was perfect, and it wouldn't mean that anything was, you know, going right, because, I mean, I'm sure anyone can attest to following the rules and having the end result not be what you wanted, and I don't know, I think one date that I did go on was with my now ex-partner that we were together for 5 years. One date that he took me on was he bought a random ticket to a concert that played the night we were going out. So like we were going out on a Thursday and he bought a ticket to whatever band was playing at this local venue. And we went, and I thought it was really fun because it was spontaneous and it was this little like cover band that neither of us had heard of. And it was like a bunch of 50 plus year olds hanging out, and I don't know, it was just really cool because it was spontaneous and yeah, really exciting. You just kind of were winging it. So I think something spontaneous and thoughtful, I think, is a great place to start. Does that answer your question?
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. If you had to only eat one kind of food for the rest of your life, what would it be? Whew. That's hard. I like a lot of different food. These are just like great questions, and I'm just not the right person to answer them because I don't have like a favorite of anything. Everything is great. If I am to be the most honest with myself, this is going to sound shitty, but I'm going to be super honest. If I could eat one thing for the rest of my life, it would be any variety of salad. Like I can, like I can eat, if you give me like an assortment of vegetables, condiments, like anything, like anything that can be put in a leafy green bowl will work for me for the rest of my life. I'm a little German, so I love everything like tart, and I love vinegar, and love just drenching all of my salads in some kind of acidic goodness. So pickles, peppercinis, any type of vinaigrette dressing. Actually haven't used sauerkraut in a salad before. What's the one I am thinking of? Like a pickled beet or cabbage. Super good. Or like a pickled green bean. I actually used that recently. So yummy. I love all of that in salad. So I know I could always change up my salad and I would eat it for the rest of my life. That's my basic ass answer. yeah. So what inspired you to want to share your amazing body? I was approached on Reddit actually by someone who sent me this really thought out message about wanting to try out like an auditory thing. And I mean, reaching that point in quarantine where you're just kind of like itching for interaction. I went into it and we kind of did this thing where he would talk to me and I would have my camera on and he would just kind of like watch me and I'd just kind of be wearing like a bathing suit painting or just kind of like in a bralette watching hockey like and yeah, I don't know, it just kind of he'd pointed it out to me too. He's like, "Oh, like you really like showing off." And I was like, "Wow, like I didn't even notice that about myself until that point." And yeah, that ended and I don't know, I just kind of thought, "Why not?" I'm being honest. yeah. So that is, oi. That's that. That was my little adventurous bit, and it led to all of this and meeting all of you. So, you know, I guess it all worked out, right? Yeah. So that's that. And that's the last question. Yeah, that's what I got. You guys have any other things you want to know?
Oh yeah, what do you actually do for work? Like, what is your actual job?
My actual job.
Outside. Yeah.
I work at for a major retailer company in the States, and I'm a sales manager. So I manage people on the sales floor and I deal with the public all the time, which
God
is
bless you.
which has been an experience. yeah, that's what I do for work. So my schedule is shit and I manage some really great people, so I'm lucky in that regard. But I work with the public and the public is rough right now, so
So lucky in that regard.
not so lucky
Okay,
there.
no, I'm kidding. It's very rough
It's really, really hard. So, be nice to your retail workers if I can put a PSA out there. yeah, that's what I do. I work in retail. Yeah, it's the thing for now, I think. But yeah, I've been doing it for just about 5 years, actually. So it's been a wild ride.
I'm not sure if I can ask this, but like, what's your age?
Uh-oh, I think you cut off. You can type it too if that's easier. Oh, I'm 25. I turned 25 in November and hit my quarter life crisis in January. I'm old.
That's really funny.
yeah, no, 25 was a big one. I mean, if you had asked me before 25, I would have been like, yeah, no, age is a number, no big deal. I'm not worried about it. Like, you shouldn't be worried about it. And then
Reality hits.
when I hit 25, I was like, wow, like, and it's so funny because, like, your age now and like the grand scheme of how people view your age has changed a whole lot because, especially with quarantine, I've noticed just, you know, if this were a quarantine and I was in my teens or, you know, where younger people are in this, like, I've noticed from the people around me, like, it's so cool to be at home and, like, not work. You can choose to not work. You can take it easy, like, just focus on you and getting through quarantine and all that. And I think, like, for me in my 20s, you know, I can say mid-20s now, like, I feel like I'm still in that mentality of, like, you need to sit on this timeline still. So, like, at 25, like, you should have accomplished certain things. And I feel like that timeline now is, like, so skewed, and it's not applicable to anyone who is, you know, I'd say, like, 22 and younger. Like, that timeline doesn't even exist anymore. So for me, hitting 25 and not being where I saw myself at 25, you know, jumping. Yeah, it's hard now. But yeah, I don't know. I hit that quarter life crisis pretty rough, and yeah. So that's 25 in a nutshell for me right now. But I think with everyone getting vaccinated and knowing that some things are going to be resuming a new normal, I think that's going to be. I'm really excited to just get back out there. If money were no issue, what would you spend your days doing? Oh, man. You know, a lot of things. I think if I didn't have to worry about money, I'd put a lot more effort into being more creative, and I think exploring my creativity. I enjoy styling, so I enjoy working with apparel and putting outfits together for people and being a resource for exploring how they want to look and how they want to feel through the things they wear. And I really believe that if you wear something that makes you feel good, you know, you see yourself differently. So I think I'd put a lot more effort into building on that. It's just not always a fruitful business to jump into. So, and you know, isn't a quick business to jump into either. So a lot of it is self-starting and self-promoting, and it takes money. And so if I didn't have to worry about money, that would definitely be how I'd spend a lot of my time.
Yeah. I think I know maybe one person that's made, like, personally, that's made a career out of styling.
Yeah, the.
I was actually going to go along that line. I'm into the printing industry.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, with stuff, unless you're doing it through a company, which, I mean, you're not making as much money as you could if you were independent, but, like, yeah, I don't know. I think that's how I'd spend my time. And then traveling. I mean, if money wasn't an issue, I'd spend a lot of my days traveling and and moving around and just kind of making the world my oyster. That'd be a great thing. The Caribbean? Sure. I'm not a big beach person, but I would definitely spend a few days enjoying the food. Definitely. Yeah. You know, I was just talking to somebody about this too. I am definitely a poolside, lake, river kind of person. I love the pool. Love the pool. I grew up by the beach, and man, I loved it growing up, but I hate sand. I hate that it gets everywhere. I hate that it sits in your car for years and you can do everything you want, but you'll still find sand in things. And having a dog, I think, and wanting to take your dog to the beach is a fucking chore. And then Yeah, I don't know. I'd just rather not work with sand. So if I could be laying out poolside or, yeah, if I could be laying out by the beach or by the pool or by a lake, that would be fantastic. That would be
That would be a
great.
nice
Yeah, that would be great. I'm going pretty hard on my tan this time around, so I'm
That's a
excited.
nice fix for the boys.
Yes. How long do you think you're going to keep this server going for? Indefinite. Oh, I don't know. I think having joined Reddit earlier this year and my experience with people online and like developing online relationships of any sort kind of sits in this like 2 week window. So when you meet someone new, you're kind of really excited to talk to them and get to know them, and it's really fun. You chat every day, or you chat every other day, or you chat very consistently. And then I think after this like healthy 2 week window, things just kind of become, for lack of a better word, redundant. And yeah, absolutely. Unless there's something that you can really connect on or have in common, or what you guys just live really exciting lives and always have something to talk about. So I don't know, this could very well be a 2 week server and then everyone just kind of, moves on, or, doesn't interact as often, or, whatever the case may be.
I'll be here.
So I don't really have a timeline for this. I think I'm just kind of keeping it open, until, otherwise. I don't plan on. I think the only real reason I would shut it down would be if I, hopped into a serious relationship of any sort, but at this time I don't really see myself doing that. Just having, I mean, I say just having come out of one, but it's been a year. It's been like a calendar year now. And yeah, I just don't see myself jumping into anything serious. So as long as this is as long as I'm single, I think this will be open. Unless it just kind of like completely dies out, and then I'll wipe it and all that jazz. But I don't know. Just kind of rolling with the punches here. That answer your question? Perfect. Yeah, that's that. But I do have to say I'm really pleased with how it's going, I think, for the amount of time it's been open. And I don't know, I think it's really cool that people can come together and just kind of shoot the shit on a lot of different things. So it really like gets me a little giddy when I'm not in the channel and you guys will post stuff about food or animals or what you're doing that day or any workouts you've accomplished. I think that's really exciting for me to see that people are actually connecting outside of me having to post something. Granted, I'm not posting on a schedule, which I'm not sure if that's something you guys would be interested in. I haven't really gotten that far, but if it is something you're interested in, then please let me know and I'll do my best to follow it. But yeah, no, I'm really pleased with how it's going so far. I've kind of toyed around with like how big I guess I want the server to be as far as like members and stuff. I definitely want to keep a tight leash on everything because I've been in servers where, it starts off really small and intimate and everyone's getting along really well. And then it takes like, one person to come in and just kind of put in really negative, attitudes and vibes, I guess, if you want to throw that term around. And then it just kind of sours everything. And I don't know, that's when it becomes like work and it doesn't become anything fun to be around. And the last thing I want for this is to be work. So, you know, I'd love any feedback as to like what you'd want out of this. Just so, you know, making this a fun space for everybody as well. But I'm not sure how serious I'm going to get about trying to grow, this. Because I...
Just surprise. I still have everyone talk to my name.
I thought that was really funny. I thought it was really, really fun. I was really, really like in tears with that initial group chat, which was honestly a huge mistake. I have not been on Snapchat very frequently. And when I saw I'd put that together on accident, I was like, oh shit, like this is probably really uncomfortable for some people. And then it just kind of became
silly train.
Yeah.
and everyone was like, choo, baby. Choo. Chugga, chugga. For my new fly, we did. Yeah, that wasn't very fun, right? The little engine that could.
Oh my god. Yeah, that really was so funny. And
should I change my name to that?
I mean, I think
you're forever true. You don't need to change
it. Yeah, I think everyone's gonna know. Yeah, we get to fill in the choo-choo part. So I'm looking forward to see what you do with your corner. And granted, that's okay. It doesn't have to be anything. It can be whatever you want it to be honest. Or it doesn't have to be anything at all, if that's not it. But yeah, no, I was really, really surprised at how many people latched onto your name, in a really fun way.
I guess that's how I was thinking as well.
I thought that was great. Let's see if there's any more. Nope, not the nugs. Yeah, no, I'm excited to see what comes out of this, and like I mentioned before, I'm open to any feedback to see what you guys are looking for in this, if anything. Gosh, all your questions are quite reserved. I'm assuming it's because everyone's being very, very respectful and on their best behavior. But I appreciate all the niceties. If you guys want to send me anything, you can always ask me in private if you want, or still send it through here after VC and I'll answer it. I'm a pretty open book. I don't really have much to hide. So yeah, that's just kind of my thoughts on that. Yeah, if there's nothing else, then I'm going to quit the recording of the Q&A and we can sit in here and shoot the shit, or we can just close it out for the day. So...
more questions, but I'll chill if everyone's chilling, have a little chat, you know?
All right, sounds like